Welcome back to the BQ Daily Show, where I document the day-to-day of personal growth, building discipline, raising the standard, building a business from the ground up, and sharing my perspective on all of it as I go. I've committed to doing one of these every single day up until episode 7305, which will be the 20-year anniversary of the show. My goal with all of this is to showcase the day-to-day of a man who desires more out of life, who refuses to quit. And it is my hope that through documenting the journey, it will inspire, help, guide, or serve as proof for anyone looking to get more out of life as well. If I can do it, so can you. You just have to start.
Okay, so here's the setup. I'm doing laundry right now. I'm folding laundry. I want to go to bed on time. I don't want to sit down at my desk and try to record one and make it all nice. So I'm just going to record it while I'm doing laundry. So if I'm out of breath and I'm sounding weird, that's why. So today is March 13th, 2024. It's 8:19. I might go to bed on time. I doubt it, but whatever. So I got approved for my new townhome today. It's all set in stone. Everything is official. And it's crazy how quick it could happen, and that's what I'm going to talk about. Yesterday, I woke up just having the idea to go tour a townhome. I got it scheduled and everything. I went and toured it. Turned out to be better than I expected. The guy was extremely informative. So here's it. Okay. Nicholas from, actually, I don't want to say the property name. You guys are going to know where I live. Nicholas from the place I'm going was extremely helpful. Gave me more information than I needed in a good way. Gave me more answers to questions I didn't know I had. Gave me more ideas for certain things. Gave me such reassurance and confidence in the decision that I was making. Didn't pressure me whatsoever. Was completely open and honest about everything. Even worked to get me a deal that I didn't ask for. And the service was exceptional. And I just wish that I could let him know how much that is appreciated and how rare that is. I even told him that there's, and I'm out of breath, that's great. I even told him that I reached out to a dozen other places and the level of communication, everything that I just said was ass. It was non-existent. A lot of them didn't even get back to me. A lot of them would continue to email me but not address the question that I had, which is frustrating. And nonetheless, very pissed off about all that because it's just provide a good shit, provide a good service, don't be shitty. And apparently that's too much to ask, but I left him a Google review, everything, because it's so rare to find that. So, Nick, if you're listening, you're the fucking man, dude. Thank you. So, anyway, life changes quick. Certain things happen very fast. Like I said, I woke up yesterday with an idea to move into this place. And now today, after having applied, I'm already approved, already paid the deposit. Everything's good to go. I'm 100% official to move in June. And it just happens that quick. And it's crazy to think back to where I was a year ago. Right now, I was still actually in Arizona. I hadn't even moved to Colorado yet. I was in Arizona. I was exploring the option of moving to Colorado because I was homesick in a way. And I thought maybe moving closer to the mountains and having a certain type of atmosphere or environment might help, like the mountains and the trees and the green, because Arizona, there's no green. So I moved. It was great. I got an apartment that was much nicer than the first one I got. I was getting paid a lot more than I've ever been paid. I was working a lot harder than I've ever worked. And again, that showed me a little bit more about myself and what I'm capable of, because now I'm working the hardest I've ever worked, and I'm now also the happiest I've ever been. And so looking back to where I was versus where I am now, and it's not even a year. When I look back to when I moved back to Utah, it hasn't even been a year yet. It's been 8 months. Let's see. 7 months. What is it? August, September, October, November, December, January, February. It's been 8 months. And I've completely changed my entire life out of just wanting to work hard, remaining disciplined, doing things other people refuse to do so that I can do what others can't. Already talked about that. It's given me an opportunity in life that a lot of people won't have. It's given me the freedom and the relief and the stress-free everything that a lot of people won't have because they're not willing to do harder things. And that's all good. It's just a matter of fact. And I'm very proud of myself for that. So, I don't know, man. It's just, I guess something you could take away from this is if I would have known all I had to do was move home, work my ass off, and then I get to where I am, it would have been a no-brainer, you know? Easy. Like, if somebody brought a piece of paper, I said, here, sign here. You work, you do this for the next year. You execute this percentage of times. You do this. I'm going to give you an apartment, a townhome. I'm going to get, or a t yeah, I'm going to give you a townhome. I'm going to give you a garage. I'm going to give you everything you want. I'm going to give you the financial abundance that you need for this current time in your life. I'm going to give you, you just have to follow these tasks. Would you do it? I would be like, yeah. But that didn't happen. So I had to use faith. I had to believe in myself to make sh to even put, to even move forward. And because I did, I am now rewarded. And that just goes to show for me for more proof that the work is always worth it. And what Andy Frisella says, the work always comes before the belief, which I agree with, but I also think you need to believe in yourself first. So I think it's the belief comes, the belief in achieving whatever you're trying to achieve comes after the work. So you work hard, you achieve whatever, and then it becomes crystal clear that you are capable of reaching that next level or whatever it is. And so all that being said, I wouldn't be here if I wouldn't be in this position, I should say, if I didn't make the choices that I made, obviously. And now looking back, I'm not thinking about all the good things I did. I'm thinking about all the things that I could have done better. But like I've talked about the first 130 episodes, that self-fulfillment that you get when you're laying in bed at night, knowing that you gave it your all and there's nothing else you could have done, that's happiness. And that's what I'm after. And I really don't know what else to say. So it's been a good day. It's just crazy how things, how fast things happen. I even went to the gym that's in the same parking lot as the place that I'll be moving to. It just felt surreal. I walked out of the gym. I looked to my right. That's my new home. That's crazy, you know? So I think I've talked about this a lot, the whole new townhome thing, but I'm very proud of it. Worked a lot of long little way to get to this point, and I'm not slowing down whatsoever. I plan to continue working three jobs until the workload of the business that I haven't even developed yet takes over. So I probably won't have much else going on in my life other than the three jobs and the business that I plan to create and the podcast because I love it. So don't know. I'm hyped. I'm excited. I'd probably even pay someone to let me do this because it's so much. It's so enjoyable. I really love everything I'm doing. And it's, I think it's a choice, it's attitude. Because I've had really bad days with FedEx and I've had weeks where I want to quit. I've had months where I think, holy shit, this is some bullshit. I can't wait to get out. But now I'm asking for the most amount of stops that I can. I'm asking to work longer. I'm asking to have everything. Yeah, I'm doing everything I can in downtime. My main job, I'm just kicking ass. And I don't know, just proud of it. So that's it. That's the laundry episode. Hope you enjoyed me folding socks and shit. So anyway, that's it. Talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And as a daily reminder, this podcast does not focus on sound, quality, or professionalism as much as it does just getting a message out, sharing the wins and losses of the day, and just documenting the day-to-day through it all. So if you want to keep up with me, it would be awesome if you could give the show a follow on the platform you're listening on, as well as a rating or review. Support this early on goes such a long way. So thanks again, and I'll see you tomorrow.